Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. Welcome. I'm your host. I'm the best in the business. I'm not just saying it. I'm sure haters are mad today. Haters are mad. They saw how I got out to a bad start yesterday. Going 1-2 in the morning games, only to come back and win two crucial afternoon games and finish the day again in the positive, 3-2. Fuck, you guys have to be so... I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you probably... Honestly, the people that hate me probably don't even listen anymore because they can't even talk shit at this point. And I love it, bro. I love it. Another winning week, 3-2. So let's just run down some stats real quick, okay? I went 3-2 again. So another positive week. There's been 13 weeks so far in the NFL. 13 weeks. And I have had a winning week in 10 of those 13 weeks. 10 winning weeks out of 13. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And my bad weeks have been 2-3. I've had 3 2-3 weeks. And the other 10 have all been positive. I haven't had 1-4. I haven't went 0-5. None of that. I'm picking 60%, almost 61%. I am 36-24 on the year. God, that is just, it's incredible. It really is. I know you probably, maybe you think it's not, but it is. It really is. I'm fucking badass at this. Get over it. Stop denying me. Give me my flowers. Give me the crown as king of betting on the NFL. I'm not the king gambler, okay? But I am king at picking NFL spreads. I really am. All right, another 3-2 week. My winners were Bucks -2.5 against the Colts, Packers -1 against the Rams, and Broncos +2.5 against the Chargers. That was a great pick, by the way. My Packers and my Broncos pick were just unbelievable. My losers, Eagles -3, pisses me off. I hate betting on the Eagles, only for them not to come through. They lose to the Giants. And Texans -3 against the Jets. Can't be mad. Texans are going to Texan. So it is what it is. I did beat Rodrigo. He went 2-3. He had a couple winners. He had the Pats and the Giants. Those were winners. But he also had the Colts, the Panthers, and the Jags, all losers. So that means that the gift card rolls over to next week, where next week will be worth $200. So make sure you go ahead and get that name in. All right. Send me a message, BMS_Derek, or on Twitter or Instagram, or you can email me, Derek@kissrocks.com. Either way, I'll write your name down, and I will get it in the hopper, okay? Make sure you get in these gift cards. I'm adding $100 every week. Every week. So if nobody wins again, next week we'll go to 300. But this week it's worth 200. And I'm feeling it. I'm looking at the board for week 13. I think I got some winners. I got a pick tonight in Monday Night Football in the Seattle-Washington game. If you listen to my last podcast, you already know what that pick is. But if you didn't listen to the last podcast, shame on you. And but I'll give it out again here in a minute, okay? Got some messages that I got to hit. Not a whole lot in week 12. I mean, obviously the Cowboys losing sucked. Raiders wanted it more. I'm not going to blame the refs, even though that was just some of those calls were, you know, ridiculous, but I'm not going to be the ref route. Cowboys just didn't want it as bad as the Raiders did. And they had some chances in that game, and they just didn't capitalize. There's nothing really else to say about that. I still think the season's in front of the Cowboys. I don't think the season's over. A lot of people, you know. Although, while I'm recording this podcast, there is some breaking news with, you know, there might be a shit ton of Cowboys that are out for Thursday, which sucks. But the Saints are in such a bad spot. No matter what, we still should get it. As long as we got Dak, right? Hopefully Dak's not one of these people that's affected. I know, listen, Mike McCarthy is the one that came out. And then Adam, he's got COVID. He's out Thursday. I don't think that's a big deal at all. But the next tweet that Adam Schefter sent out, that had me a little worried when he said possible 8 other Cowboys could be effective or may have tested positive. So as the day goes on, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll probably be, you'll have more knowledge on that. But I am curious to see like what other players were affected by this. But with Mike McCarthy being out, no big deal. I'm just worried about what players are out. That's what I'm worried about. Is CeeDee Lamb going to play? Is Dak going to play? Is Coop going to play? Is DeMarcus Lawrence, who I've heard is going to play this week, is he affected? I hope not. So we'll have to wait and find out there. But like I said, by the time this podcast comes out, you'll probably know. Either way, I'm not worried about. I'm still taking Cowboys, baby. Cowboys are 6-point favorites, which is a lot. I'm not going to bet on them. I'm not betting on them again for the rest of the year because that's just bad juju. You don't bet on the team that you root for, you love. We learned that a couple weeks ago. But there are some good games, though, this next week, and I think I am going to dominate. I think there's some soft lines, and I think I'm going to be able to take advantage. But either way, I'm having a fantastic year. I really am. I don't mean to pound on my chest and stuff like that, but it's just when you're winning, you're winning. And to have to give out 5 games every single week and to have 10 winning weeks out of 13, I mean, give me a fucking break, dude. That's unreal. I'm a professional. I literally am picking like a professional would. That's just facts. I know I say it all the time, but it's facts. And I impress myself, okay? Because it is a gamble, but I do feel good, and I put in time on this too. Like, it is something that I'm not just throwing darts. I really am, not that I'm analyzing or being a dickhead about it, but like, I really do put in time, and like, the picks that I give out, I really do believe in. So it's nice to go have 10 out of 13 winning weeks. I haven't had a losing week since week 7. So, and week 7 was forever ago. We're heading into week 13. All right, so it is what it is. Week 12 was kind of boring, if I'm being honest. Not a lot of great games, especially, well, there wasn't any on Thursday except for the Cowboys. Cowboys game was good, I mean, but obviously I'm not going to be all high and mighty on that game because we fucking lost, so it wasn't good to me, but it was a good competitive game. Let me see here. Bucks-Colts, that was a good game. Packers-Rams really wasn't that good of a game. Rams never honestly looked like they were in the game. I know that they tried to, but I mean, it was Packers, I feel like, dominated that game. Dominated it. And, yeah. And then last night was Browns-Ravens. I didn't really have much in that game, so I watched some of it. I know Lamar threw a shit ton of picks, but didn't matter. Ravens still get the W. I'm excited for Monday Night Football, even though it's between two, you know, teams that are under 500 between Seattle and Washington. I got a pretty good size bet on Washington. I know that a lot of people, the sharps, if you will, people think the Seattle's going to come through. And I kind of like that because people are really starting to bet Seattle today. And I think Seattle's the wrong side. I think Russell Wilson is not fully recovered, and I think Washington's playing good football. I think they're playing the kind of football that they need to grind out games. And they control the ball. They're playing better defense. And I think Seattle's going to have their hands full tonight. And I am big on Washington. Washington football team. I have an invested interest tonight. And I'm betting big on Washington. So I hope they come through. So, yeah. So, recap. Went 3-2. Brings my record 36-24 overall. Just badass. Just fucking killing it, dude. And, yeah. We're just going to keep rolling, baby. We still got, 5 weeks left? Right? And there's 17 weeks. Or no, there's 18 weeks, right? Because there's 17 games. So there's still 6 weeks left. So we still got a long way to go. Let me get into some messages, and then I'll get out of here. Recap show. Recap show never too long. All right? I just come on here, and I tell you what it was. How I did over the weekend. Well, another winning week. So, messages. First one, Cowboys are done. You're dumb if you say otherwise. I disagree. I really do. I think, one, we're fortunate to be in a division where we have a good lead. Eagles lose again. You know, if Washington wins tonight, they start to put a... I think it only takes them up to like 5-6 or something like that. So not really worried about them. Cowboys are still 7-4. And we have to play Washington a couple times in the next few weeks. And I think Washington's going to catch us, you know, when we're getting healthy. And that's going to be bad for Washington. So I don't think the Cowboys are done. I think it's unfortunate. I would have liked to have seen them at least, you know, win, be either the Chiefs or the Raiders, not lose to fucking both of them. Like, that sucks. But, you know, it is what it is. It sucks ass. But it's the end of November. Cowboys got plenty of time. Little worried about, I don't want to see them lose to the Saints. That can't happen. I don't know how bad this COVID situation is going to be, but it, from the sounds of it, it's going to be pretty bad. So I'm bracing myself for the worst, but hoping for the best. But we'll see. I think, like, most of the team was vaccinated, so I feel like they should be all right. But the problem is that the game's on Thursday. So it leaves, like, less time for, you know, you to get a negative test and still be able to play. So that part does suck. But it is what it is. That's the climate we live in. That's the climate that the NFL's in right now. And I don't think the Cowboys are done. I think only a soft person would think so. I think this team has a lot of weapons, potential. I think they're a good team. I really do. I think they're a well-rounded team. I think they've ran into a little bit of a bad stretch that they'll come out of. And I think you're wrong, but I really do. Next message. You keep going 3-2 and sometimes 4-1, but yet you act like you're killing it. You're not. Fuck you. I absolutely am. 10 of 13 weeks I've come on this podcast and give you 5 games every week, and 10 of those 13 weeks I've had a winning week, and I'm not fucking killing it? Yeah. What are you, a dumbass? What are you, a dumbass? Give me a break, dude. I am killing it. Overall, 36-24. Find me somebody else that picks 5 games a week every week and is hitting 60%. You can't find it. It doesn't exist. You're going to go looking for something that doesn't exist. And it's free. I'm not killing it. Who the fuck is? If I'm not killing it, who is? Tell me. Bet you won't message me back and tell me. Bet you don't do that. Dumbass. Next message. Ooh, this one didn't age well. When the Rams roll Green Bay Sunday, I better hear you start to put some respect on my team. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, that sucks for you, buddy. Oh, God. That is a tough look. Tough look, man. But hey, listen, Rams are, you know, they're 7-4. They're still right in the middle of it, but ooh. Yeah, that message did not age well at all. All right, next message, last message. Washington football team winning the East. Mark my words. I just don't agree with that. I'm Washingtoned up tonight for Monday Night Football. I'm all over Washington. So, you know, I'm cheering for them tonight. Obviously, I got a pretty good bet against Seattle. But I don't think they're winning the division. And like I said just a little bit ago, I think Washington's going to run into Dallas right when Dallas is getting healthy, right when we got DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory and, you know, hopefully everybody, Coop and CeeDee Lamb. I mean, you never know. Health is fleeting in the NFL. So I don't know what the team looks like. But if we are healthy, we beat your ass. No doubt about it. We beat Washington's ass. We beat everyone in the division's ass. We could go undefeated in the division if we're healthy. We're the best team in the division. There's no doubt about that. Okay, so don't kid yourself. Even if you beat Seattle tonight, you still got to come play Dallas twice. And then come tell me that they're winning the East. Because it ain't happening. It ain't. I'm not worried about it. Look at me. Not worried. Washington winning the East. Get the fuck out of here. Washington winning the East. Yeah, right. All right, what else do we got? Nothing? I'm trying to look. I mean, this weekend just really wasn't that entertaining, to be honest with you. Panthers bench Cam Newton. Second quarter in a blowout loss to the Dolphins. I'm back on the bench. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Tough look for Cam, though. Tough look to get benched in, what, his second game starting? That's yikes. Panthers got a lot of problems up there. The Bucs looked like they were going to fall to the Colts. They came out. That was, you know, that was a nice win that they had. Fournette had four TDs. That was, I mean, that dude had a hell of a performance. Rams just didn't get it done. Stafford looks, you know, like he's hurt. I know Aikman said that a bunch, but he really does. He just doesn't look all the way healthy. So, NFL's up in the air. That's why I'm not so down about the Cowboys. Is because, like, even the best teams that are in the league don't look like they're just head and shoulders better than the Cowboys. Like, I feel like the Cowboys could beat anybody. I really do. And so that's why I'm not freaking out about this or any of that. Like, I'm just not going to. To me, it's dumb as hell. They're 7-4. They're still a good football team. Whole season still in front of them. Number one seed still in play. We got to get it together. Can't lose to the Saints. But the Cowboys still could win the NFC. They could. They could get that bye. They got to play. They get to play Arizona. So, you know, Cowboys got to start reeling off a bunch of wins. But I do think that, you know, 13-4 or even maybe 12-5. I don't know if 12-5 gets the number one. Number one seed probably gets done at 13-4. But it could be 12-5. I mean, like I said, like, everybody's vulnerable, and they still are. There's so much parity this year. So you can't. Nobody's head and shoulders better than anybody. I mean, obviously the bad teams are bad, but I'm just saying the teams that are at the top, like the playoff capable, I mean, anybody, it's still anybody, any team's league, any league, yeah, any, I don't know. Everybody's in it still. Unless you're like the Texans or the Jets or something, then you're fucked. But yeah, so that's my recap. Week 12 in the books, another winning week. I apologize. You know, I apologize that you're not getting me just falling apart. I apologize that you're getting consistent winners. I apologize that I hit my top three picks again. 3-2-1, hit all those picks. And I apologize I'm still giving away gift cards, okay? Shout out to my sponsor, Isla Street Brewing. Follow them on Instagram, ISSLAST Brewing. Follow them Instagram. Check out their website. They do beer. Obviously, they're a brewery here in San Antonio. They're the best. I love them. Love those guys. Go follow them. And shout out to Wendy's for my Wendy's Pick'em contest. Appreciate their sponsorship as well. Don't forget, next week worth $200. And Visa gift cards just in time for the holidays, okay? I'm out of here. I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll be back Thursday. My podcast will be out by Thursday, especially for that Cowboys-Saints game, and we're going to go and try to get another winning week, okay? You guys have a great rest of the week. I'll see you Thursday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.